The Making of an Atheist. You will always be fond of me. I represent to you all the sins you have never had the courage to commit. Oscar Wilde, The Picture of Dorian Gray. As I indicated in the prologue, this book is not a biography of Christopher Hitchens. My objective is not to recount his life, but to give some account for his soul. That said, a brief summary and interpretation of Christopher's life up to the time that I first met him might be helpful, not only to those who don't know much about him, but also for those who think they do. Unfortunately, our primary source for the life of Christopher Hitchens is Christopher Hitchens. Every autobiographer must secretly believe he has triumphed in life, wrote playwright Arthur Miller. Christopher Hitchens believed he had indeed triumphed, and his memoir, Hitch 22, is his unabashed statement that he no longer wished to keep it a secret. Probably not since St. Augustine, however, has an autobiographer written with a superabundance of honesty. The autobiographical narrator simply cannot be trusted. Obama invented a girlfriend in his memoir. James Fry's A Million Little Pieces was exposed as a total fabrication, and NBC News anchor Brian Williams falsely claimed that he was on a military helicopter when it took enemy fire. "The heart is deceitful above all things," declared the prophet. It certainly is. We cannot help but magnify our achievements while minimizing our failures. With that in mind, we begin our review of Christopher Hitchens' life. Christopher Eric Hitchens was born in Portsmouth, England, on April 13, 1949. The first son of Eric Ernest and Yvonne Jean Hitchens, his father was from a decidedly Protestant, Calvinist Baptist, middle-class family. In socially stratified Britain, Eric nonetheless managed to advance the family's fortunes through a solid career in the Royal Navy, eventually attaining the rank of commander. The pinnacle of Eric's career came when he participated in the sinking of a German battlecruiser, the Scharnhorst, the anniversary of which was celebrated annually in the Hitchens home. Christopher's mother's social background is more complicated.